With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is one of the scary stories because it's concerning something that a lot of us do on a regular basis and don't necessarily want to feel all that threatened by doing. We kind of do this as a peaceful exercise, going for a hike, going for a jog, going for a walk in places of scenic beauty, if you will, or just walking around your neighborhood, whatever it may be. A lot of us don't like to think we're going to get kidnapped and murdered or murdered just right there on the scene. Rachel Morin, this is a story that has been coming to light as of the last handful of days. It's a sick story out of Maryland. They had a shocking discovery. A local mother's body found on the renowned Massachusetts and Pennsylvania Heritage Trail. Rachel Morin was a 37-year-old mother of five and a fitness aficionado. She went missing on Saturday. And she was found a day later as the search for her assailant now intensifies, law enforcement and the community have joined hands seeking any clues that might provide answers. And we'll go through who they've been looking at thus far. And yes, of course, they're going to look at the boyfriend. It's, you know, it's what you're going to do. That's it. Doesn't mean he did it, but you're going to look. And we'll talk about what his response has been as well. Rachel was last seen embarking on a routine evening trail run, an activity that she did a lot. Richard Tobin, her recently announced boyfriend, reported her missing late Saturday night, revealing to the authorities that she left their home around 6 p.m. for her run, but never returned. Upon investigation, Sheriff Jerry Galler of the Harford County Sheriff's Office informed the press that Rachel's car was located, still parked at the trailhead, but no sign of Rachel. Her car was there, but she was not. Sheriff Galler gravely noted, acknowledging the immediate concern that was brought to her family. The community rallied, countless volunteers joining the official search parties. It was one of these volunteers who on Sunday stumbled upon the chilling sight of Rachel's body off the trail. The scene left detectives with undeniable indicators pointing towards murder, leading Sheriff Galler to sadly declare it is a homicide case. In the wake of Rachel's death, law enforcement has intensified their investigation. Right now, detectives continue to work the case as aggressively and as aggressively as they can, but they'll leave no stone unturned, according to Sheriff Galler. The police have maintained a consistent presence along the trail, warning hikers to remain vigilant and cautious as the manhunt continues. Harford County Sheriff's Office has been active on social media. They've been urging anyone, present on the Massachusetts and Pennsylvania Trail on Saturday, or residents living near the trailhead with external security cameras to come forward with any photographs or videos that they might have, might offer some pivotal insights or clues into the crime. Richard Tobin went to Facebook official with Rachel at the start of August, addressing the community through social media. He passionately pleaded, and this is her boyfriend, "I love Rachel. I would never do anything to her. Let the family and I grieve." Touching upon his past, Tobin highlighted his personal growth, stating he's been 15 months clean and has evolved as an individual. I don't know what that means, but apparently he's on a good track. Would be interesting to know what the past actually was, though. And it might be nothing. It might be he stopped drinking. It might be he stopped smoking weed. It might be whatever. I mean, or it might be something far worse. I have no idea. The Morin's family's plight doesn't end with Rachel's untimely death, though. Mere week before this incident, Rachel's niece, baby Lily Beth, tragically passed away due to SIDS. Not even 4 months old at the time of her death. So the family was already grieving that when this took place. So a lot going on. There's a GoFundMe that has been started. The purpose is twofold: to help cover Rachel's funeral costs and to provide financial support for her five children, which, yeah, if you have children, that's not cheap. Significant to note that Rachel did not have a life insurance policy. On the fundraising platform, Rachel Moore and Rachel's sister poignantly penned, "She deserves a funeral worthy of her beauty." So what exactly is going on here? I'm looking at, and I wanted to make a note of this earlier on, she went for that trail run on Saturday. Is that accurate?
I believe so. A Saturday is when she was reported missing.
And it's also the same day that she went for the run, right?
Correct. That's okay. What I'm understanding. Here's something weird that I found. Her boyfriend told authorities that her car was in a lot behind a brewery near the trail, and then they towed it.
Okay.
So I don't know if this was someplace that people normally parked when they got onto the trail, or if this was some sort of miscommunication. I don't know.
I mean, it maybe just he knew where she parked, and he seems to be cooperating. He seems to be have reported this right away. I mean, it's not like a 24-hour, "I'm going to wait and then let you know that I haven't heard from her." It seems like, well, she didn't show up at her normal time. I got to do something. And I don't know. I don't see anything suspicious here yet over on that part. And believe me, you know, as everyone in these cases has, you immediately look that direction. But as of this exact second of recording, until I hear more, this is all we know. Is there more to it? Well, I'm sure they're going to keep investigating and figure more out about this case and the possibility of who could be behind this. I'd also like to know, they said, okay, this is a homicide. Why? What's the signs that we know this is a homicide and it wasn't, I don't know, the park? I don't know where she was hiking and not someone who just fell off a ravine or something like that.
Well, and she was jogging. So, you know, that kind of takes out that she had a cardiovascular event. Mm-hmm. And, you know, women can have heart attacks.
Takes out? What do you mean takes out?
Well, it you know, the fact that they're talking that it's a murder.
I would, because if I go running, I could very likely have a cardiovascular
event. Oh, God, yeah. But, you know, that's not murder. That's death of natural causes.
She was in pretty good shape, it looked like. She did. It looks like her Instagram and such is very much about fitness. So the likelihood of probably not the greatest.
Right. But here's something I want to point out. And I say this as somebody who has some friends on like Facebook and things that are always freaking posting, especially Saturday mornings. They love to go on their trail runs. And they're extreme fitness people, and they're always posting like their exact location, and they're out by themselves because they need to get some zen. It's like, you know, can you just not? I don't think this is a good idea. Every year, a number of women are murdered in the United States, at least, while jogging. They're by themselves. They've got their earbuds in. They're not paying attention. They just get in that zone. And and they fucking post where they're going to be. They have those running apps and people can watch them in real time. And it's like, why are you doing this?
You mean it's not a good idea to throughout the week put up nearly topless pictures of yourself or pictures with a lot of cleavage all week and then start posting about exactly where you're going to be at an odd hour in the morning at an odd place where no one else is. But here's where I happen to be. And by the way, all week you saw my boobs. And if you're a creepy, predator, horrible person, I may just be the type of person you're looking for. And oh, by the way, here's the map of the trail I'm on and when.
Well, and I want to come to your defense right now. You are not saying you're not victim blaming in any way. That doesn't mean that they're asking to be murdered.
No,
but if you've got creepy people who are on your Instagram feeds and you're posting exactly where you are and they're fantasizing about you and the pictures that you've posted all week, you're making it pretty fucking easy for them to come at you.
And I'm in no way saying that this Rachel did that whatsoever. I'm talking about the example you're giving. I don't know what Rachel was posting. I have no idea. I'm just stating the idea of it, whoever it may be, doing that. Then you have the gazillion, you know, just deadbeat men who are like, look at that, nice boobies and all the other, you know, you're gorgeous, you're beautiful, blah, 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 blah. And you know what? Stand-up men aren't on Instagram doing that.
No.
They're not. They're not on there commenting on scantily clad women's beauty and making comments. That's not like necessarily the trait of a stand-up guy. You're not going to find them that way.
No, and it just makes me sad that we hear about cases like this. You should, yeah. I'm putting in quotes, should be able to go out jogging by yourself. Sure. You should be able to go out on a trail by yourself, especially as a woman, and not have a fear of somebody attacking you other than a mountain lion,
or a
bear.
And you should be able to, if you want to, post whatever the hell you want of your body. I don't care. That's fine. My point is, don't set yourself up for horrible, creepy people to follow you around. If you're going to post stuff like that, cool. Post stuff like that. Soak it all in. Soak all the comments in. Feel good about yourself, great. But it's probably not the best idea to say, hey, at 6:45 a.m., I'm going to be on this desolate trail and by myself, by the way. And I'm not going to pay attention because my earbuds are in. Rachel did not do this. I'm just stating it as what some
but
people
I
do.
Know, Tony, I know people who do this every Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And they use, like I said, the running apps. So you can almost track them in real time.
You
know exactly where they are. And I'm so fearful, and I've actually brought it up on a post, like, you know, maybe you shouldn't be posting where you are. And the gal kind of got pissy with me, and I'm like, okay.
Well,
I listened to enough murder podcasts to know this is not a good idea.
And that's the thing. If you say anything about this might not be a great idea, well, you're so conservative. It's like you don't want people to have freedom of their bodies. They're like, no, nothing to that at all. I just don't want you to get killed because you can do whatever you want. You look great, by the way, but there's horrible people out there who are probably watching you amongst the 42,000 people who follow you. They're not necessarily probably following for the run. They may be following for other reasons.
That's exactly it. And it scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, no, it does. And hopefully they do find something out of this. With ring cameras or security cameras or whatever they're going to be able to find to narrow down who was behind something like this. Because until they're found, I imagine any person who's out there trying to take a jog or a run, that's going to really curtail that and probably make a lot of people very fearful about just leaving their home and going out and doing the normal things that they do if you're in that area.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the whole see something, say something. Like if you see somebody, you know, with a large black bag that looks like there might be a body in it, throwing it into a truck. That's something that maybe should be talked about a little bit.
I may have seen something today in my own personal life that I can't explain, and I don't know if I want to explain, but I'm sitting inside my house with my blinds shut and all the doors are locked. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. 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 It's interesting what people are up to, and it's interesting when they know what you're up to.
See something, say something. I may have to think long and hard about that.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.